I'm Christian Zadek, and this is Sonic Forge, a podcast about songwriting. In each episode, we introduce a new song and talk about it with the artist behind that song. Musical worship almost always has a direction. The songs we sing move our hearts intentionally towards something, a particular facet of the character of God, perhaps, or a call to our own spirit to be or do or believe something important. The song, Keep My Eyes on Jesus, has a simple refrain, intentional in its repetition and specific in its focus. What we want to do in the moment of worship is the same thing we want to do throughout our day, in the highs and lows and the mundane moments of life. Keep our eyes fixed and our hearts set on the object of our worship, Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
He was there in the beginning, through the breaking and becoming. He was faithful and he still is. He is God with us. He is calm amidst the storm winds. He sees beauty in the broken. When we seek him, we will find him. He is God with us. Eyes on Jesus, keep my eyes on Jesus. No one loves like he does. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Authority is highest, his compassion never ending. He gives grace and we don't earn it. He is God with us. He is a light dispelling darkness. His great power goes before us. We lift high the name of Jesus, he is God with us. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Keep my eyes on Jesus. No one loves like he does. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Captivates my consciousness, 'cause he doesn't change and he doesn't fail. He'll always do what he says he will, and I'm reaching out to the only one, the solid rock my life's built upon. And his holiness fills the atmosphere. He won't forsake what he started here. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Keep my eyes on Jesus. No one loves like he does. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Keep my eyes on Jesus.
Well, thank you, Christian. That was wonderful. And man, I am a fan, but I love that song. I love the title of that. When we come to that moment of inspiration that hits us, or we get creative and we're going to say, oh, I'm going to write a song. How was this song prompted in your creativity in those moments? Or was there some scripture that kind of inspired you to write it?
Yeah, the song was intended, you know, for corporate worship with our church. And so when you're writing a song for a specific congregation or for a specific time, that brings its own like concerns, right? It's much more focused, I think, than when you just write a song in general, or even just write a worship song in general. I'm writing a song for this group of people to sing in this place at this time. I had to look back and see. The first time I played the song, I'm pretty sure it was May 15th, 2022. So a little more than 2 years ago now. That's the first time we played it in a Sunday morning service. I might have played it at a Sunday night before that. But I remember, you know, this is something that you say a lot, I think, as our senior pastor, just that we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, and especially in the midst of everything that's going on in the world. And I think that was just the central theme. We repeat, keep my eyes on Jesus, keep my eyes on Jesus. A very simple chorus. It's very drilled down and focused, you might say, since it's so repetitive. But that was really the gist of it was, I think you say that because, well, to encourage our folks, there's a lot of ways you can get distracted. A lot of things going on in the world that can distract us. And as Christians, we need to keep Christ at the center, you know, and we have to make ourselves continue to look at him over and above looking at the other things that distract us.
I really like what you brought out in the chorus. Yeah, there's that repetition, keep my eyes on Jesus. But the third line, you know, when you have to describe Jesus, what would you say about Jesus? Well, you kind of hit it, the nail on the head. You say, no one loves like he does. And that's just like, you know, that's why I'm going to keep my eyes on him, because no one is like him. No one loves like he does.
Yeah.
And
it's what we're tempted to do when we just get distracted, when we look away, is to respond in our own ways. But what we want to do is we want to love like Jesus loves. Step one, if you want to do that, is to remain focused on him, you know, and just covered in his love.
Yeah. And you echo that, you bring that theme of love about in the bridge when it says, in perfect love and confidence, he captivates my consciousness. I mean, there's something spectacular when the Lord Jesus captivates your full attention as a follower of his. Mm-hmm. It's like you're in his presence. I don't want to leave. I don't want to do anything else. I just want to enjoy that moment with the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's so good.
Yeah. So in one sense, it's what we need to do as a follower of Christ, day to day, moment to moment, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And in the other sense, in the moment of worship, the moment of musical worship, we'll say, this is what we're doing, is we're fixing our eyes on Jesus. You can write worship songs about a lot of things, but if you write a worship song about the character and nature of who Jesus is, you know, that's what the verses are focused on. You know, he's the author of our faith. It's like the Colossians, he's holding everything together. You know, he was there in the beginning. He's remains faithful. And then his calmness in the storm, like when he was on the boat.
That's correct, yeah.
And right after that boat story is the story of the man in the running around the graves, you know, who's full of the demon,
full of demons,
this broken guy that he heals. And when we seek him, we will find him. So it's incorporating these stories of Jesus and these principles, right?
Yeah, and you tie in the Old Testament truth, Emmanuel, God with us. He is God with us. And, you know, that's even what the disciples were marveled at, amazed at, you know, who is this person who can calm the storm? You know, it's God with us.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. I like the music. It's very singable. And then I like the way, even just, you know, even on the guitar, that you're bringing emphasis about. And it's just, you play that one chord, boom, and then you just come in.
Well, the cut after the bridge.
The little cut after the bridge.
And that your attention.
it grabs you. They just say, that's good.
It's a 6-8, you know, 6-8 and E is kind of like my go-to. Sometimes I try to like break out of that with songwriting because I'm always just that lilt and that that vibe,
a
6-8 rhythm in E. I'm just very comfortable in, and I can sing in that key pretty well, and it's a fun key to write in. And but I think I write a few too many songs in 6-8 E, but
yeah,
I couldn't get away from it. I actually tried to make this one 4-4 for a while, specifically because I was like, I'm gonna do another 6-8 E song, but it wouldn't fit. It was just like, no, it needs to be this. And so I just
do you find in your songwriting that the key of E is your go-to key mostly, or is there another key that you go to?
That's a good question.
Mostly?
It depends on the style of the song, really. Yeah. You know, because at least with a rhythm guitar, my go-to key is D, okay. Both for my voice and for the voicing on the guitar. You know, D is fun to play as a rhythm guitarist. Yeah. And there's a lot of variation, and it's not too difficult to vary it. And it fits with my voice the best. So I write the most in D, but E is right in there too, in that pocket. What about you?
Yeah, I love the key of D. I find I'm doing everything in the key of D. And then if I want to mix it up, I just bring a capo and I still play in the form of D, even though I'm in other keys, because it sits well on the guitar and the voicings. And there's a lot that you can do there.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of cool. But yeah, there are some of those go-to keys. I like the way that in the verses, I mean, that they're deep. Verse 3 really talks about his authority is highest. That's even his kingship can tie into that phrase, and his love, his grace, definitely. We don't earn it.
I like tying together the idea of authority and compassion, you know, and grace, because a lot of times you might be tempted when in focusing on the authority of Christ to think about judgment or sort of like punitive justice and punishment, which fair enough, depending on your theology, but the authority of Christ combined with his compassion and grace, I think, suggest a type of justice and a type of mercy that we want to look to God for, you know? So I like combining those things when I'm worshiping.
Yeah. And then verse 4 really speaks about his majesty, his light. Christ is the light of the world, his power. And so we do come in and we enter into his presence. We want to lift high the name of Jesus.
It's kind of full circle if you start with the first verse being he was there in the beginning, and then in verse 4 being the light. That's very much the opening to the Gospel of John, you know?
Yeah.
In him was light, and that light was the light of men.
Mm.
And dispelling the darkness has not overcome it, you know? Yeah. So all of that's kind of tied together there. If we're looking for a scripture, the opening passage of John. And what I find too, like when I sing, you know, he's calm amidst the storm wind, he sees beauty in the broken, you might bring to mind the Bible story, or you might bring to mind the situations in your own life. And that's powerful in worship when you can seamlessly do that. You're like, well, is this really how Jesus is? Yes, here's the story. This is really how Jesus is. But also, is this how I experience him? Well, yeah, I experience him.
Or I need to experience him.
Right. Or I can, right? Yeah. I can look for that. So.
Right. And that heart's cry is just amplified in the bridge, because you say, I'm reaching out for the only one, the solid rock my life's built upon, and he won't forsake me. I think that's just like, yes, why not? Yes. You know, I need you, Jesus. I'm going to keep my eyes on you. Help me to follow you. Wonderful song. Our congregation does love this song, I think. I mean, I do.
I do think the congregation likes it. You know, as songwriters and as worship leaders, we can tell when they're into it or not. And, you know, usually you have to do a song at least 3 times before you can take a fair read.
Yeah.
Because when it's brand new, they might be smiling and into it, but they're obviously not singing it. They don't know it yet.
Right.
It's nice when it's repetitive because they can get into it by the end of, you know, even the first time through, by the last chorus, they can be singing along. But yeah, I think our church likes this song a lot. And it's I think, important. If you do have a context where you can write original music for your people, there's something really special about that. It's like, hey, what is God saying to us right now?
Yes.
You know, here's what our pastor says literally all the time. And I'm going to take that and put that into a song. So it's hammering home that message, but it's also unique, you know?
Yes.
Sunday morning, nobody else is singing this song because it's not.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't put it out wide. And when I tell people that, because they don't always recognize, oh, you wrote it. But when you connect with them that, like, you know, nobody else sang that song. Nobody else worshiped Jesus in this specific way this Sunday morning. There's millions of people across the world worshiping Jesus. But we did this unique thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody's in a position to write original music and to do that. But when you can have a unique expression of worship in a congregation, there's something that's really unifying and special about that.
There is. Yeah. When the gifts come together that you can honor the Lord that way. It's wonderful. I've was told this many times in worship leading, when the worship team is getting sick of a song, that's when the congregation is just getting it.
Yeah. That's
so
totally right.
We haven't, I don't know if the worship team's sick of this song yet. I'm not. I think it's wonderful, and I think it comes right to the point, and it's a beautiful song to sing. Is there any other place that you can we can listen to your music?
I do have a recording of it that I'm pretty happy with. And so that'll be available either on Spotify or on Bandcamp or on both. You just search Pilgrim House, one word, in either of those places, and my stuff should come up.
Yeah, that's great. I encourage everyone listening, make sure that you check out Pilgrim House on Bandcamp and look them up on Spotify.
He was there in the beginning, through the breaking and becoming. He was faithful and he still is. He is God with us. He is calm amidst the storm winds. He sees beauty in the broken. When we seek him, we will find him. He is God with us. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Keep my eyes on Jesus. No one loves like he does. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Authority is highest, his compassion never ending. He gives grace and we don't earn it. He is God with us. He is light dispelling darkness. His great power goes before us. Lift high the name of Jesus. He is God with us. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Keep my eyes on Jesus. No one loves like he does. Keep my eyes on Jesus. He doesn't change and he doesn't fail. He'll always do what he says he will. And I'm reaching out to the only one, the solid rock my life's built upon. And his holiness fills the atmosphere. He won't forsake he started here. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Keep my eyes on Jesus. No one loves like he does. Keep my eyes on Jesus. Keep my
Sonic Forge is a production of Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can find today's song at pilgrimhouse.bandcamp.com or on Spotify by searching Pilgrim House. Thank you for listening.